Chief, please come up and address your Pheasants Forever partners. Harlan Lancaster.
Thank you. Wow, what a great crowd of conservationists. It really is impressive. Before I share my thoughts tonight, I wanted to share a message from a fellow outdoorsman and conservationist, the President of the United States. Let me read this message to you. I send greetings to those celebrating the 25th anniversary of Pheasants Forever. Congratulations on reaching this important milestone. For a quarter century, Pheasants Forever has played a vital role in the conservation of this bird and other wildlife that have brought fascination and joy to millions of our citizens. Your organization has worked successfully to protect and improve habitat through education and responsible land management programs, and this anniversary is a chance to celebrate your accomplishments and continue your good work. My administration is committed to ensuring that our citizens can enjoy the many benefits of nature. I appreciate the staff, volunteers, and landowners who have contributed to the success of Pheasants Forever. Your efforts help protect our wildlife, and your commitment reflects the spirit of our country. Laura and I send our best wishes. George Bush. It's tough for me to follow up on those words, but USDA believes strongly in our partnership with Pheasants Forever. And that's why NRCS and the Farm Service Agency are very proud to be part of tonight's festivities, to be part of Pheasant Fest, and celebrate 25 years of pioneering conservation work. When you look back on it, it was on another winter night a quarter century ago that concerned friends of pheasants first banqueted together here in Minnesota, laying the foundation for an organization today that is considered a model nonprofit and a leader in conservation policy. With 115,000 members supporting 700 chapters across the U.S. and Canada, Pheasants Forever has become far more than even the most optimistic attendee could have anticipated that hope-filled evening in 1983. As chief of NRCS, our mission and our mission statement is helping people help the land. We're the primary federal agency concerned with conservation of private lands, so we're very aware of these partnerships, aware of getting conservation on the ground. Through that interaction, through my life as a pheasant hunter, as a staffer on Capitol Hill, I've had the opportunity to watch Pheasants Forever in action. And over the years, I've come to attribute your astonishing success to what I best describe as sophisticated simplicity. As I mentioned, our motto is helping people help the land. When you can condense your mission statement into a very brief and understandable, tangible thing that people can get a hold of, it's a way to capture what you do, engender support from the public, and keep us focused. And so you think about Pheasants Forever. Think about how that captures your mission in just two words. It'd be harder to be more simpler and more direct than that with a more straightforward mission. Yet, the engagement of wide-ranging stakeholders, from Main Street to K Street, from state capitals to our nation's capital, is genuinely sophisticated. Whether developing future conservationists through the Leopold Education Project or convincing today's power brokers to take immediate action on key legislation, I can tell you this firsthand. Your strategies are not only efficient, but they're very effective. And like NRCS, the success of your operations is that at the field level. Building your support from the ground up aids in educating and winning the support from policymakers back in Washington, D.C., which benefits all of us that believe in conservation. For those of us who believe that helping the land is not only our purpose, but it's our passion. When you think about locally led conservation and the business model that the Pheasants Forever has adopted, it's something that we at NRCS find ourselves closely attracted to. When NRCS was created in the 1930s, our founder, Hugh Hammond Bennett, who was the first chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, then the Soil Conservation Service, advocated land management from the ground up. And he said that planned and carried out by farmers themselves with the help of public agencies especially equipped and authorized to assist them. Through those efforts is how we will spread the adoption of conservation and we'll achieve our goals. And today, a complex network of public and private partnerships including more than 3,000 soil and water conservation districts at the county level. A myriad of non-governmental groups, much like Pheasants Forever, enable us as an agency to deliver to landowners comprehensive technical assistance. You know, Hugh Hammond Bennett's commitment to helping agricultural producers help the land was a conviction shared by his contemporary, Aldo Leopold. Together, the two men inspired a stewardship ethic that put its roots deep into the American landscape. And you know, I'm surprised when I meet many people who don't realize that the American landscape that we talk about is largely composed of private lands and private hands. In fact, two-thirds of the land in this country is privately held. And if you want to make a real difference in the environment, that's where we're going to start. We need to start by convincing landowners of the merits of implementing conservation practices on their working lands. And I'm convinced that if you give farmers and ranchers information that is timely, site-specific, and based on sound science, they'll do the right thing for the land. And I also believe that we must continually find ways to make conservation easier with tools and programs that are user-friendly. When I think about the strong partnership that NRCS and the Farm Service Agency has with Pheasants Forever, I think about the Farm Biologist Program. It really is an embodiment of that goal. And I know through that effort, we've made an important contribution to wildlife habitat, pheasant habitat in this country. Through your leadership as part of the Ag and Wildlife Working Group, you've created recommendations for Congress for legislation that will take the good that we've done in the past 20 years in conservation and move forward in the future where we can expand what we're doing, where we can expand those benefits derived from the Conservation Reserve Program, we can expand on the promise of the Conservation Security Program, we can take the Wildlife Habitat Incentives Program and improve it and make it more efficient and more effective so that it's more meaningful to landowners on the ground. So it's more meaningful for us as conservationists. We'll do a better job of helping us create the habitat that we all enjoy. And I know that whatever the Farm Bill will look like when we get one, and I'm still hopeful that we will get one and confident that we will get one, I know that it will be better because of your insight, because of the knowledge gained from the grassroots level that finds its way up through to Washington, D.C. And I saw a little bit of that today at Pheasant Fest, looking at the Landowner Habitat Help Room, where through a partnership, myriad of states, Pheasants Forever biologists, NRCS employees, Farm Service Agency employees, Natural Resource Department employees, where we've come together to provide that direct technical assistance to landowners and to bring to these landowners conservation that's accessible, that's informative, that's truly unique and highlights the joint focus that we all have on getting habitat on the ground. You know, last week there was a ceremony at USDA where Acting Secretary of Agriculture Chuck Connor announced the department has enrolled its 1 millionth acre in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, that millionth CREP acre is here in Minnesota on the farm of Steve and Margaret Lang in Pipestone County. We recognize that CREP is an essential tool for enhancing wildlife habitat, including upland birds. It's no stretch to say that local Pheasants Forever chapters and Farm Bill biologists help the Farm Service Agency, NRCS, USDA, and working landowners to achieve that milestone. It truly is a testament to your involvement, your contribution, and your dedication that we've been able to enhance such an important program and to get 1 million acres in that important program. As trusted advisors and through initiatives such as the Landowner Help Room, Landowner Habitat Help Room, Farm Bill biologists and Pheasants Forever members and supporters perpetuate Leopold's legacy and his advice to provide information and build incentives for conservation actions to restore the state of harmony between man and land. In closing, let me indulge in one final observation. Over $200 million later and more than 300,000 projects benefiting 5 million acres and countless numbers of wildlife to your credit, it's probably difficult to imagine that your success was not a given, somehow that it was not preordained. Although it's sobering to consider, it was entirely possible. Some might even say likely that Dennis Anderson's 1982 St. Paul Pioneer Press Dispatch and Treaty to save pheasants could have fallen on deaf ears. After all, many people have their hearts in the right place. We all know that untold miles of life's highway are paved with good intentions, but they don't always translate into meaningful action, even less frequently do they result in a model organization that actually makes the world a better place. When I was growing up, my father, who's from South Central Idaho, told me stories of the pheasants in that part of the country, in the Magic Valley. And sadly, when we returned to the States, my father was in the Air Force, when we returned to the States, that was not something I was able to enjoy. My father told me those days will never be back. We just need to take hold of that fact and recognize that those days, the pheasant opportunities that we had in that part of the state will never be back. Well, that's why tonight is so remarkable and why you have so much to be proud of. Because instead of just taking that approach and just nodding your heads in agreement at the kitchen table, you and your neighbors took heed and you remained steadfast for 25 years. And as I said at the beginning of my remarks, you have exceeded even the most optimistic supporters' expectations, bringing new friends to the cause of conservation, and you've helped restore the harmony between men and the land. And we at USDA look forward to sharing in your next quarter century of superlative achievements. So thank you again for inviting USDA to be a part of this celebration. We count you as important partners. We recognize that without your efforts, our country would be poorer. So again, please accept our heartiest congratulations, heartfelt best wishes for continued success. And if Howard will step up and join me at the podium. I want to present on behalf of NRCS a commemoration of your 25 years of service. And again, our proud desire to be a partner in the future.
Thank you, Chief.